We were talking about Luxmaxing.
How I'm the best at it, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. This is, we, for the listeners' sake, that is why we haven't pivoted to video yet.
I'll become right wing, that's why.
Because we're too good looking.
We're all too good looking. Yeah. You know, my whatever facial features that they all fucking go off of are perfect. Mm. You know, we'd just be mogging each other. The vocabulary makes me so mad.
It's just words that are not real.
They're all like acronyms and shit, which is even fucking lamer. But it's just like, I keep getting now, because after we like jokingly talked about the like ASU frat guy, you know, whatever, frame mogged clavicular. Now I keep getting the ASU loser who fucking frame mogged him, and they're just like, they're such fucking losers, all of them. Like, I really, like, the only way to solve this, like, if I had a child, all right, and my kid is like a teenager, especially a boy, and fucking comes home doing this shit, I'm sending them to a labor camp. Like, there's no other way. Like, it has to, like, we have to have, like, forced, like, Stalinist re-education things of, like, if I'm sorry, like, if a fucking moron comes home being like, oh, my fucking teacher, like, homework mogged me, it's like, no. Like, you're going 3 years in Siberia.
Is it for anything? What does it even mean?
Like, yeah, what is to mog?
Yeah. for the old people here.
It's an acronym from like alpha male of the group or something like that. It was, but then like the person who was the most, it's stupid.
Oh.
It's like, it's all just like brain dead. What? It is just Nazism. Just
Mogging. Yeah. I'm willing to look at the AI answer here. I'm going real.
I got this.
It is derived from AMOG, alpha male of the group.
Yeah, see? I'm fucking
That's
right.
That's so stupid. None of this shit's real.
Being visibly outshined, dominated, or surpassed by someone else.
Yeah, you can money-mog someone, I found out, which that's the stupidest fucking terminology I've ever heard in my life.
First of all, I get those reels and they're funny. I like the guy who keeps going up to the police and be like, hey, do you have a dollar? And they're like, no. I was like, that's cool. What I thought.
Yeah.
He just shows all this money.
That one. I think I sent that to you. Yeah. I love that.
It's a shot. There's a couple of them. It's great.
I've seen the ones that it's like clavicular, whatever his name is, realizing how much of losers his fans are. And it's the funniest shit ever, because it will be this like 15-16 year old, clearly like looking like the stereotypical nerd in like a classroom, right? And and they will just literally be saying like, you know, the n-word, whatever. He's just standing there like, and you can see in his face that he's thinking, this is the dumbest, like, this is the nerdiest shit.
Yeah. Is that the same video where that kid comes up to him and he's like, can you say that I'm like the Asian mogger of Miami or whatever?
Something like that. And losers. The guy is just, you can see that he's dying inside, and it's like, well, this is exactly who you're caring to. Like, he's fine with it
because he gets paid to stream on fucking Kick, which is a Nazi streaming service.
Kick is so weird.
The fact that it's called Kick as well. Kick, in my time, Kick was where you would get groomed when you were 14.
Back in my day.
And a 30-year-old would be texting you. Oh, Jesus.
God damn it. A colleague of mine, a woman, I think perfectly summarized some aspects of the internet with one sentence that just came out of the blue when we were just like in the office. Someone was talking about LinkedIn and she just goes, LinkedIn, yeah, that's where a bunch of old guys send me happy birthday in a really creepy way. I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my God, literally people, men that you've never talked to, like, and you don't even know that exist, will be said. Anyway.
I started doing that with my LinkedIn because like my LinkedIn is like awful.
Sending happy birthday.
No, but more just like,